Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
You will find your place with Civitan.
No, I found my place, and it's at the bottom.
God, I cannot believe you told Vanessa to take Professor Rifkin.
I'm at a party. I really don't feel like taking a test right now.
If your family can accept us together, maybe one day mine will too.
I'm opening a restaurant.
Downstairs, he's creating a club.
I wanted to ruin my deal, so you came here and broke our days in as your wingman.
I don't want anyone else. Are you?
You know, I'm still a little wrecked, so I'll call you later.
Okay.
Where is she buried? And who am I? That's not the secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gotcha.
Morning in New York. Time to wake up from bad dreams, roll out of the beds we've made, and start making plans for a brighter future.
Chuck, it's me. I know this sounds all schedule-y, but would you focus on making your mark in the business world and me focus on... Point being, I just got out of my first class, and I was thinking if I skip French history, I might have enough time to squeeze in a mid-morning renaissance before lunch.
Hey, Rumi. Dan was just...
I was getting a book that I need. It's Our Bodies, Ourselves, A New Edition for a New Era. That's excellent.
No, I know what this is, and don't think that you can run me out of my own room with a half-naked Dan Humphrey.
Fine. Stay. Maybe you'll learn something.
No, that's okay. I was just about to hit the trail, you know?
It just so happens I'm on my way to a very important breakfast. I just stopped by to drop off my books and pick up my mail. So feel free to hit the trail all you want. From Serena to Georgina, quite a fall even for you.
Don't worry about Blair. I knew she'd have a problem with us. But I think Vanessa's going to be supportive, and Serena and Jenny, your dad. Hey, I'm starved. Want to grab breakfast?
You know what? I got to be somewhere, but rain check.
Sure, no biggie.
What? Oh, of course.
Did I just catch you on a walk of shame?
No, don't be silly. I was visiting Vanessa. She's on this new Chinese feng shui kick, and she makes you take your shoes off when you...
And your shirt.
Yeah, it's weird.
I thought I heard your voices. What's going on? I was looking for Blair's room, and Dan here claims he was visiting you, but if that's Vanessa's room, then where... Please tell me it was Blair and not Georgina.
I don't want to talk about this right now, in the hallway, or ever. Never would also be good. I would like that. I just mean that when you do something no one knows about, it's kind of like you're not really doing it. But when someone finds out about it...
It becomes real.
Yeah.
Well, college is time for experimentation, psychedelic drugs, ethnic food.
Girls who once pretended to be Sarah from Portland.
Okay, you guys are what?
We are just going to tease you mercilessly.
But without judgment. Because who doesn't have a Georgina in their closet, right?
Right.
Right.
Okay, I was coming to see Blair, but now that she's not here, you want to button up and come with me, Tiger? I'll come with you. Scott has his comp theory seminar in the mornings, and I'm going to try to catch him for coffee.
Well, I thought the comp theory seminar was in the afternoon. Georgina's friend just kept talking about how hard it was to get in.
I completely forgot how much reading I have to do before class, so I'm just going to catch up with you guys later.
Okay. Vanessa, hey.
Hey, how was comp theory?
Nonstop excitement, lots of theories.
Yeah, I just ran into Dan, and he thought the seminars were in the afternoons or something.
Yeah, the seminars are, but the study groups are in the mornings.
Why don't I swing by your study group and we can grab coffee?
I'd love to. It's just, I can't. I'm sorry. I have to go. I'll call you later.
Yeah. Bye.
Vanessa says hi.
Did you tell her you were a natural? 1 week of guitar lessons, you got all the major chords.
Thanks again. And I've always wanted to learn. I just figured I'd take a shot at getting a few pointers from one of the greats.
I don't know about one of the greats, maybe one of the pretty goods.
All right, here we go. actually been meaning to talk to you about something.
Me too. You know, Vanessa is like a daughter to me, and... Well, not to slip into after-school special territory, but I just wanted to, make sure.
Don't worry. Vanessa, I like her a lot. I do. It's just, I hope everything works out.
Why wouldn't it?
Hey, Scott. Dad, you excited about the auction today?
Lily has a photo for sale at the charity auction at Sotheby's. I'm going to go and check out the competition.
Oh, wow. 72 Bowie is a dead ringer for Shakira.
Yeah, I should probably take off.
But I thought you wanted to talk.
Oh, you can wait. Maybe next time we jam. Is Wednesday still good?
See you then.
Okay. All right.
Dad, Scott's been spending a lot of time here lately.
Yeah, he's a good kid. Good guitar player, too.
So you're being pretty open-minded about this Georgina thing.
Well, maybe it's because since I started dating Carter, I have never been more pleasantly surprised.
Oh, so you're now dating Carter Brazen? Is it because Chuck isn't currently available?
He's not like Chuck anymore. Which is why I'm saying, if you want to date Georgina, then more power to you. I would just check to make sure there's not an ice pick under the bed.
We're not dating. We're just hanging out.
One piece of advice, you should make sure she knows that, because if Georgina likes somebody, she will go from zero to crazy before you know it. Good luck.
Nice, you too.
Hey. Why are we meeting downtown? What's the big surprise?
I've been staying at the Downing. What do you say to a weekend of room service in white fluffy robes?
Can you afford a hotel? I thought your parents cut you off.
When there's a white fluffy robe, there's a way. Unless you have plans tonight.
Well, not me, but maybe we. There's this family thing tonight. It's an auction, but I thought...
Carter? Aubrey. You met at Brandy Library last month? You have no idea who I am, do you?
No, but probably because I wasn't at Brandy Library last month.
Oh, okay, so I guess I had sex with another Carter Brazen who drinks his single malt with one ice cube and claimed to be leaving with the Peace Corps the next day.
Sounds like a charming fellow.
Mistaken identity?
Obviously. You know I take my scotch neat. I have no idea who that woman is, Serena. That's not me anymore.
Okay.
What about tonight? You were going to ask me something?
It was nothing. I'll call you later.
Scott Adler, I just need to know if he's in comp theory.
I'm sorry, but we're not allowed to give out students' class schedules. When faced with an uncertain future, the questions we truly hate to ask are the ones we fear we already know the answer to.
What if he's not a student? I don't need a schedule, I just need to know that he actually goes here. Please.
My last boyfriend, Tony's dad, invented the battery. I'm sorry. There is no record of a Scott Adler in our system. I recommend the hot apple cider caramel.
On what?
Surprise me.
You are amazing. Mm. But look, I have a really big meeting in a few hours.
A few hours is hours
from now. Seriously, it's important. I have to keep my focus. It's with Sean McPherson. I'm only gonna get one shot with him.
As opposed to me, who's just some endless font of do-overs?
Look, I'll make it up to you. Where are you going?
No idea. I officially have nowhere left to go. My roommate is a nympho with a sock fetish. I have no friends at school, and now my boyfriend would rather obsess about a restaurateur than spend quality time with me. And hasn't, by the way, in 5 days.
In biblical times, destiny was delivered in the form of stone tablets or a burning bush. But today, true destiny is often engraved and carries an embossed seal.
Oh my God.
Serena, you won't believe what I just got.
Hi. Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Oh, hey.
What are you doing here?
I'm just, I wanted to talk to you about us. Not us. Us. It's, look, here's the thing. I really love hanging out with you. But I just want to make sure that there's not a misunderstanding. That we're on the same page about us hanging out like we do. If you want me to leave, I can understand that.
That was your first of those talks, huh?
Yeah. How was I?
You're adorable. Come on. I was heading out for pizza. Don't worry. No strings.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I like pizza. That was easy.
The table élitaire?
The elite table. How have you not heard of them?
It's a secret society. If I had heard of it, it wouldn't be secret.
They're modeled after the Grand Ecole in France. Secret salons for the elite of academic institutions. Finally, something exclusive to strive for. Something worthy of all my pent-up energy and attention.
So I take it you and Chuck still...
No. And if he wants to focus on something other than us, so can I. You know, in a way, I blame all of this on you.
Me?
Yes. Well, he told me about how you killed a speakeasy plan last week and hanging out with Carter Bays and... Listen to me. S. Listen very carefully.
You're not going to Brown. You're scared to tell your mom. You're in free fall.
Enter Carter Bays and... I get it. Believe me. But you need to pull the chute before splat.
No, it's not like that. He's different with me. He actually knows me.
And who are you trying to convince? Me or you?
Carter, I wanted to invite you to the Sotheby's auction with me tonight. Call me back and let me know that you can come. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Guys like Carter don't change us. Oh, it's him.
Ooh.
The table élitaire. They've given me my initiation instructions. This is it. I gotta go. Oh, and you really are making a huge mistake. Bye.
Chuck Bass for Mr. McPherson?
I apologize, but he's going to have to reschedule.
Stab him, right? We spoke earlier. A little more beautiful than I pictured.
I have an MBA from Tuck. I'm not the co-check girl.
Well, then I'm sure you're aware his club on 63rd isn't doing as well as it could. Uptown isn't downtown. I have some ideas he should hear.
We get dozens of young guys a week pitching Sean their vision of the future. That doesn't mean he wants to hear it.
I can be very persuasive.
So were they. Piece of advice. Really want him to take you seriously? Find a way to show him that you respect his past. At least then you'll have a shot.
I can't believe your parents still haven't returned your phone calls.
Or emails. Or texts. I even wrote on my dad's Facebook wall. What do you want to do tonight?
As much as I enjoy the low-profile thing, it'd be nice to at least go somewhere that has a cash register, maybe.
You mean actually go out together, be seen by other people?
Well, yeah, I would like you to meet some of my friends.
If they remember who you are. I held you captive for quite a while.
Ah, but now they get something wrong. All right. Let me see what everyone's doing tonight. We'll make our public debut. If your family finds out and doesn't like it.
Maybe they'll call and complain.
Ooh.
Chuck? How did you know I was here? Did you find me to apologize? That is so sweet.
Not exactly. No, I am sorry. I know we've been all work lately.
If you didn't find me, what are you doing here?
There's a photograph I need that's up for auction tonight.
Me too.
My prayers have been answered. A secret collegiate society wants me. Initiation is easy. All you have to do is contribute to their salon's art collection as a fee, so...
You've got to be kidding me.
I'm more of a Helma Newton girl myself, but they want a vintage McMullen, who might argue.
You see the guy in this photo? That's Sean McPherson. He has an entire wall with photos like this in his office. But procuring this one for him is the best way I can show him I have respect for his history.
Show him respect? He's a club owner, not a mafia don.
You can buy your table, people, a wonderful Henry Bill.
La table elitaire. I only have until midnight tonight. This is what they asked for.
Look, I'm sorry, but I need this.
Or you're not getting it. Or anything else, I might add.
I got your message. What's up?
I like you.
I like you, too.
That's why I'm going to give you 30 seconds to explain why there's no Scott Adler enrolled at NYU.
Look, Vanessa, it's complicated.
Let me make it easy for you. You either tell me the truth or we're over.
I lied to you because I had to.
That's not good enough.
They say honesty is the best policy.
My name isn't Adler, it's Rawson. I'm Rufus and Lily's son.
Oh my God.
I hope everyone's policies are paid up, because it looks like we're on a collision course.
My parents told me I was adopted in middle school, but it wasn't until this past spring that I decided to find my biological parents. And when I told my folks of my intentions, they said that they'd already spoken with them, and they wanted nothing to do with me.
They lied to you, Scott. Rufus and Lily went looking for you, and your parents said that you were dead.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they said you were killed in a boating accident.
That was my younger brother, Andrew. Why would my parents tell them that?
I don't know, but you need to tell Rufus who you are.
I need to talk to my parents first. It's been 20 years. What's a day or two more? If you have any feelings for me, you won't say anything yet.
Car's good, man. Run it again.
I have, man. 3 times. I've been instructed to destroy it and to call the authorities.
Wait, just wait. How much for the weekend?
Including your room service bill?
I didn't order any of this. 3 bottles of 95 Dom Reserve. You kidding? I'm not paying for this.
Hey, what's going on?
4-star hotels aren't what they used to be, that's what.
Hey, if you need to use my card, you can. You should at least pay for room service.
I didn't order room service.
Carter.
You don't believe me. You didn't with that woman this morning, and you don't now.
I believe you. I do.
You'd make a terrible poker player.
I want to believe you've changed. You're just making it hard for me.
If you don't trust me, then what are we doing?
I'm not sure.
I came to apologize.
So apologize.
That was it. But it comes with a bottle of champagne. Your favorite vintage, if I'm not mistaken. Look, our relationship should be more important than business deals or secret societies.
So what do you propose?
I propose we don't go to the auction tonight. Neither one of us gets the photograph. It's the only way.
Pity. I already have my bidding battle.
Well, I'm sure we can find some other use for it. Hey.
Hey. Thanks for meeting me. Sorry I sounded so cryptic on the phone.
No, don't worry about it. I was having lunch with Georgina a couple blocks away, so... What's up?
Scott's been lying to everyone.
What do you mean about what?
He's not a student here.
Wait, he's been lying about going to NYU? Why would anyone do that? Have you confronted him?
Vanessa, come on. He's been pretending to take classes and recommending professors to you. That is beyond creepy. You gotta tell me what's going on.
Hey. I'm sorry to interrupt, but Blair actually locked me out, and by the size of this lock and the doorknob, I didn't want to knock.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go get a cup of coffee and let you guys continue to stare at each other.
No, I'm leaving.
Vanessa, wait. Are you gonna come to the auction tonight? Because my dad wants us all to be there, and we can talk then.
Right. Rufus, yeah, I'll definitely be there.
I'm a good listener.
Her boyfriend is apparently lying about going to school here, and she won't tell me why.
Hello, she obviously likes the guy and wants to wish for the best. I mean, it's not exactly unprecedented in affairs of the heart.
I'm sorry, I let it go, do nothing?
No, silly, we find out who this guy really is.
Bachman, Cardi Tail.
Daruda, dry cleaning. We've been waiting a week for this. I'm turning them off.
Oh, wait.
Got word photo could go for $5,500? How could you?
Miss McMullen went for $3,000.
Mr. Rhoda's counterintelligence isn't what it used to be.
Don't change the subject. I can't believe you lied to me. Trying to use sex to distract me.
I learned from the best.
The photograph is mine.
She stole my shoes?
Is there anything else that he told you?
I don't know. He said he played soccer in high school, claiming he was MVP.
Soccer? Is there a team name or a mascot?
Lions. Wow. I don't know how I remembered that.
Voila. Well, at least he was honest about sports. Typical. His last name's not Adler, it's Rawson. Does that mean anything to you?
I figured you'd probably be halfway back to Boston by now.
Oh, I thought about it.
And?
I thought about you. I called my parents. I had it out with them. I told them what I needed to do, and they didn't take it very well. I was just hoping that I wouldn't have to go through telling Rufus alone.
You don't.
Scott Rawson. He wrote me that after reading my short story in the New Yorker.
Fan letter? So he's kind of like your stalker?
I guess.
How rock star is that?
Hey, Vanessa. It's me. Look, Scott is not who he says he is, and I don't know. He could be dangerous. Please call me.
So what now?
She said she was going to the auction. You have plans tonight?
No. Turns out photographs won't be the only thing up for grabs tonight. A priceless secret is on the auction block, and bidding begins now.
Tonight to get into La Tabla Elitaire. But Chuck wants it for some business deal. Can you believe that? Putting his own happiness above mine? What kind of boyfriend does that? How is that a healthy relationship? Tell me.
I take it you two still haven't.
There aren't enough curse words in the world to satisfy me right now.
I'm sorry. If it makes you feel any better, you were right about Carter. I should have listened to you.
it's for the best, S. Most guys just are who they are.
Hey!
My Bottegas, where are they?
Consider them prisoners of war. They'll be released when I have the photographs. And don't think you can distract me with another Alcidom.
So I see you're not with your sidekick this evening. It's probably best this place doesn't accept IOUs. Some guys just are...
Who they are? That's exactly what Blair just said.
I'm right here, okay?
Hey, I didn't think you guys were coming.
Remember when I told you there was something I wanted to talk to you about today? And that's why I'm here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the auction will begin in a few minutes.
Sir, could you give me 1 second? I need to double check when Lily's photo's up. I'll be right back.
Oh, my God. Don't worry. It's a long night. There's still time.
No, it's not that.
Who is she?
It's my mother.
Welcome to Sotheby's. For your competition tonight, we offer a wonderful selection of works of art, all of which have been generously donated. There'll be no buyer's premium and no...
You can't outbid me. How are you planning to win?
Your lack of focus.
First up, lot number one is the Patrick McMullen. And I'll start the bidding at $3,500, $36, $37, $38, $39, $4,000, $41, $42, $43, $44, $5,000 at $5,000, $51, $52 on the telephone, $53, $54, $55, $6,000 down, $6,500, $7,000, $7,100.
Enough. I need this, and you're going to let me have it.
$300. Don't, and no, I'm not.
$7,400.
I need that, society. Turn down destiny.
It's not destiny if you have to barter your way in. You're special enough on your own. You don't need some group to say you are.
And what about you? Since when does Chuck Bass pay for a partner? The Chuck I knew bribed no one but me.
So, is it $7,500? The $915. Thank you very much.
What?
What are you doing here? Is Dad here, too?
No. After your phone call, I got in the car. I came straight to New York. I had Lily's address. The doorman told me about the auction.
You know, if you came here to stop me, you wasted a trip.
I'm not here to stop you. I'm here to stand by you. When they came looking for you so soon after Andrew, the thought of losing you, too, I told your father to lie. It's my fault. And that's why I'm here tonight, to tell you. You're my son, sweetie. I love you. And if this is what you need to do, then we support you.
This is my candidate.
Racing to an auction to confront a possible stalker? Was your last boyfriend Batman?
Admit it. You're having fun.
Dad, thank God. Hey, we need to find Vanessa and Scott.
I was just with him. Why?
Scott is...
We think he could be Dan's stalker. Hi, Georgina Sparks. Yeah, you may remember me as Sarah, but it's nice to see you again, sir.
Do you remember my fan letter from last year? That was him. He's been using a different last name. He's been lying about going to school, and he's been befriending all of us.
Yeah, no, he could be dangerous.
Dangerous?
He's not. He just wants to talk to you.
Talk to me about what?
He'll explain everything.
Scott... what's going on?
I haven't told you the truth. My last name is... Ross. This is my mom. I'm your son's brother. Andrew's brother. And I just really wanted to meet you.
Sorry, Vanessa. Looks like the price of truth was just too rich for Scott's blood. S, what are you doing?
What are you guys doing sabotaging Carter? 3 bottles of 95 Dom on his hotel room service bill. One of your favorites, if I recall.
So we started a stealth campaign to destroy his credibility. Room service bill and a girl on the street.
The warrant.
What warrant?
Well, we might want to take a DNA sample down to the 24th precinct tomorrow. The point is, I did it to protect you.
Me? I just hate the guy. All Carter cares about is himself. When we ran him out of town 6 months ago, he traded his Dubai ticket for Greece.
Greece?
Spend the next few months checking in and out of every resort and hotel from there to Fiji. He only came back because he was broke.
I went looking for him.
Who?
My father. I found out he was getting remarried 2 years ago in Santorini.
Finally. What happened in Santorini?
I wanted to see him, but I didn't want anyone to know. So I went to Carter. He said he had access to a boat. When the police picked us up on the way to the wedding, I realized access meant stolen. Carter promised he'd make it up to me. I had no idea. He's been looking for my father himself.
And did he find him?
You know, I should go.
Fine. I'll call my guy at the precinct.
I don't understand why you didn't just tell us who you were.
I wasn't sure if you wanted to talk to me. I wasn't even sure what I would say if you did.
Hey, let's go back to the house, you and your mom, and we'll get to know each other better.
No, I'd like that. It's just in time. For now, I think this is a good first step. You got a great family, Mr. Humphrey. And my brother would have been proud to know you. All of you.
Thanks, Scott. You don't know how much that means to me.
I'm sorry, S. But it's still Carter. Are you sure it's worth the risk?
I don't know. You tell me. You and Chuck are two of the most self-centered, damaged people I know.
I'm not following.
Well, somehow, two wrongs make a twisted right. You don't think it was worth the risk? Here, you know what to do with this.
Damn him. To have this.
Why?
Because I love you. You enormously stubborn pain in the ass.
And what about Latavla Elitair?
What about them? I believe in you. And if this is what it takes for you to believe in you, then it's worth it.
In a bidding war, even when you win, what you thought you wanted can suddenly be reappraised.
Does Latav Elitair even exist, Georgina?
I'm sorry, but my French is a little rusty. Maybe you should start with excusez-moi.
You know, I should have recognized your G when Blair first showed me the invitation. It has caused me enough trouble in the past.
Well, Latav Elitair does exist. My friend Devin was a member in Dartmouth. Although, I doubt the NYU chapter has ever heard of Blair Waldorf. There even is an NYU chapter.
Oh, good. So you haven't changed at all. What about Dan?
Dan is Dan. But when it comes to Blair Waldorf, I don't have to do much but sit back, light a match, and watch her go up in flames.
Well, if you keep pushing her, she will push back. And when she does, I will be right behind her. Now we've had enough of you tonight.
Other times, old opponents resurface to raise the stakes.
I thought after the night we've had, we'd hit Moroni. Some lemon spaghetti, some fried artichokes.
Did someone say food? I'm starving.
Let me just find Georgina.
Oh, you know what? Don't bother. She already left. She said she had a headache or something.
What? Well, it's kind of weird she didn't say goodbye. I'll call her.
Tomorrow. We'll talk first.
How about it, Vanessa? Are you hungry?
But it's the things we walk away from that feel like they cost the most.
Let's go.
And yet, it's when we've been outbid, forced to watch our prize go home with others, that the rules of protocol no longer apply. I wouldn't put your paddles away just yet. Who knows what bidders will do when they're desperate?
Hey, glad you called. Do you want to do something today?
Oh, you know, I can't.
Oh. Serena told you about Blair and Chuck.
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
Look, I sent that invitation out last week.
Before you and I got together. But it's Blair and Chuck. I mean, talk about a victimless crime.
Yeah, I know. That's a fair point. But I really think we should cool things off for a while, you know? Take a little break.
A break? Already?
Well, we did say no strings.
Right. No strings. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Sorry. I thought you should know that she hadn't changed.
No, you did the right thing to tell me. And speaking of change...
Yeah, I left Carter like a dozen messages. He doesn't want anything to do with me.
I highly doubt that. You're a pretty tough one to shake.
Well, maybe if I didn't believe in him, he is right to shake me.
Yeah, I think my dad is attempting crepes. We might want to check the smoke alarms.
Good plan.
So, how'd it work? You happened to mention our meeting to Georgina, and she hatched up a plan to cause trouble between me and my girlfriend.
Georgie and I go back. The girl has an MBA in deviant behavior. You're going to need a better sense of humor in the club business.
Nice photo.
Thanks. Chuck Mass, big fan. By the way, when your lease at the Empire Hotel isn't renewed, thank Brad Eyes here.
Thanks for seeing me. I wanted to say goodbye before I left for Boston.
Don't thank me yet. You can't ask me to keep this secret.
Rufus and Lily gave me up. Now, that was their choice. I don't blame them for that. But I think that this time, this choice should be mine.
Promise me that you'll come back one day and tell them.
I can't do that.
It was Chuck and Blair, the girl on the street. Your room service, your credit card.
Yeah, I sort of put that together yesterday.
You did?
When it comes to an eye for an eye, Chuck's a man of the cloth. Plus, I haven't spent so much time with Blair, the $95 was kind of a tell.
So why didn't you say anything?
I did. I told you it wasn't me. I'm not saying, Serena. If you're looking for the first excuse to bolt, trust me. You're going to find one for my sake. I figured sooner was better than later.
I'm not looking for an excuse anymore.
Who says the offer's still on the table?
Now who'd make a terrible poker player? Come on, will you eat breakfast with my family?
You wanted to talk. Why here?
I just came from Sean McPherson's office. I wanted to thank his assistant. She did me a favor. I was thinking too small. Why settle for some club in a hotel when you can just buy the hotel?
Chuck,
A club is one thing, but a hotel?
I've been meeting with the board of Bass Industries all morning. I told them I want to cash my shares out. Risk it all. On my own. I think I've lost my mind.
Have you?
No.
Then how can you be so sure?
Because you believe in me. Now, I've booked the penthouse for us. What do you say we christen my legacy? Or do you need to be bribed? Bree Buckley.
Heard through the grapevine you were back in New York. And dating Serena Vanderwoods in no less.
What do you want?
Are you kidding? I'm headed home to face the family firing squad. Considering what you did to us, being able to find you is going to go a long way in getting me back in. I'm sure they'll be in touch. Oh, and go ahead and run if you want. You know how much Daddy loves to hunt.
The next train to Boston. Thanks.
Anyone want to start the bidding on what happens next? Going once, going twice. XOXO, Gossip Girl.